Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking again to Bernard Aylward, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Codal Minerals PLC. Ticker on AIM is KOD. How are you today, sir?
Oh, great, thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me on again, and looking forward to having a chat. I'm actually down here in Mali at the moment, and we've got a lot of activity happening on the ground, and I'd be very pleased to discuss it with you.
Indeed. I mean, looking over the sort of last month's RNS data and interviews that you've done, things seem to be going well at your Bougouni lithium project. Would you like to give the listeners an update there, please?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. We, as we discussed in our October talk, we recently acquired the Bougouni lithium project in southern Mali. It's 500 square kilometres of contiguous land holding. We're very pleased with this ground. From the early work completed by a World Bank-sponsored study, had identified several high-priority hematite targets which are high lithium mineralised. What we have done since we had our last chat was as you were aware, we raised some funds and told people we'd be commencing work. Well, we've gone straight out with our geologists to site. We've done a broad-scale reconnaissance and rock chip sampling. And we've got a drill rig on site right now that's been there for the last 10 days. And we've been actively drilling our three priority targets at Sogola, Kola, and Nguelana. So we're very excited with what's going on at the moment, and a lot of activity to update the shareholders with.
So touching on the rock chip samples that have come back, and obviously you've got drilling going on there, could you give us some sort of further details on that?
Sure. Well, we made an announcement recently about the first batch of rock chip samples, and again we had a lot of encouragement. And look, admittedly they're rock chip samples, so it's early stage, it's from our reconnaissance work, but what we have had very positive response in that we've confirmed the high-grade mineralisation identified in the early World Bank-sponsored study. We've actually identified two new areas, again with outcropping pegmatite, high-grade lithium mineralisation. No previous exploration has targeted quite a large percentage of our project area. So our work at the moment is, while it's early stage, we're having very good response and we're getting very good first pass work. And our results are comparing very well with the initial study. So we've got a lot of confidence in that work, and that's allowed us to move very quickly to our first pass reconnaissance reverse circulation drilling.
When did the drilling start there at that project then?
We've been drilling for about 10 days now. We announced last week that the drilling had commenced. We commenced on our Sogola pegmatite vein prospect, and that was one where we were very keen to start at because it had surface samples returning greater than 2% lithium oxide and represents a very good target for us. In addition, we've moved the rig now to the Nguelana vein. Again, extensive outcropping surface pegmatite mineralisation up to 1.9% lithium oxide. Very, very enticing target for us. And the drilling is ongoing there. And then we expect to finish the program early next week. And we'll have tested our three initial priority targets.
In regards to obviously going past the three sort of primary targets there, is there a further drilling program that you intend to do at this sort of stage?
Yes, we intend to, between now and Christmas, we'll be completing the formalities of this program, so collating all the information. We will have sent all our samples to the laboratory by early next week. We anticipate that the Christmas break period will cause us a little bit of a delay, but we should expect results in early in the new year. We anticipate getting the final batch of rock chip results shortly, and as soon as we get those, we'll announce those. But most importantly, we'll have the drill results out early in the new year, and we'd like to be able to come back and drill probably late January to follow up what I expect to have good results from this drilling, as well as some of our newly identified targets will be perhaps ready for some first stage drilling.
So in regards to the first stage drilling, that's going to be due on both the prospects there and sort of collating the data. What Yep. sort of timescale and news flow do you expect to see sort of post the initial test results?
Okay. Well, I would suggest that what we're going to have over the next 2 months would be completion of our rock chip and reconnaissance work in December. We'll have the completion and announcement of results in January from this drilling. We should anticipate being able to recommence drilling in late January, and of a program that should take, again, between 2 and 3 weeks, and following that, we should have an ongoing results received from the lab throughout February and March.
So a very busy few months, apart from the Christmas period. So
yeah, well, we're very active exploration crew. We're a small team, but we're very busy. We've got our geologists very keen on the Bugooni project. They're all out there now, and we've been very pleased with what we've been seeing so far from the drill chips, and we hope to get confirmation from the assays. And our guys are very keen to get back out there and develop this project. So very busy period, but we're all very keen to advance it as quickly as possible.
In regards to your gold project then in Côte d'Ivoire, there's obviously news yep. flow that's come out since we last spoke. So could you give us a update on that?
Yes. In regards to our activity in Côte d'Ivoire, the main focus was the joint venture partners' work. So Resolute, active on the two granted licenses at Nile and Djedjevi. Nile was a very encouraging result in terms of defining a new gold anomaly, and Resolute are infill geochemical sampling and looking to commence trenching on that project. So we're very encouraged there. And at the Newcrest joint venture at Dabakala, Newcrest are continuing with the auger drilling program. They are reporting that they're very very happy with what they're seeing, but you know, have no results at this stage. But again, very happy on our project and advancing that. And then finally, the bit of news from Cote d'Ivoire was our work on our Korogo project, where our own geochemical sampling defined some broad new gold anomalies. We expect to do some infill and extension geochemical sampling at Korogo, but as we sort of stated back in October and continue to state now, our priority work for the next few months will be on our lithium projects. We anticipate the joint venture partners continuing to spend and develop the gold projects in Côte d'Ivoire. And in the new year, we will be looking to work on our Malian gold projects at Nangoloso, which, you know, as we've previously discussed, is a very good gold project with a lot of early stage drill intersections that definitely warrant a lot more work. And also at our SLAM project in the southwest of Mali. So as you said earlier, very active program coming up, very busy time for us. But what we're seeing so far is very encouraging, and we'd like to keep pushing it as hard as we can.
Bernard, is there anything else you would like to add?
Thanks for the time, Stephen. And I'd just like to say to, you know, our investors and your listeners that the Bougouni Lithium project is going very well. The drilling's gone very well. We anticipate a good news flow over the next few months, and it's an exciting time for us, and we'll have regular news out for our investors. So thanks for your time, and I look forward to being able to speak to you again soon with some updates on drill results.
Bernard, thank you very much for your time today and for calling in from Mali.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.